I would like to discuss with you a custom that Jews universally had for years, and it's become very in style. And in particular, during the time of Elul, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and that is to go al Kivrei Tzadikim. It became a big thing. People are running. They run to Europe. Now, the truth is we have Kivrei Tzadikim locally. People don't realize. Right here, we were Zocha in our backyard. Big, great Rosh Hashivot and Tzadikim are buried right here. Maybe it's not such a bad idea. We'll take a, so to speak, a
road trip
from the Yeshiva. Maybe, huh?
That means the other one, right?
Whatever it is, my Reshiva, my Rebbe, Rav Pam, is buried right here. It's not a bad idea. But all right. I digress, as they say. What's the discussion? You know, people go there and they daven. Are you allowed to daven in a Bet HaKfarot? Are you allowed to put on a talit in a Bet HaKfarot? You know, where tzitzis in a Bet HaKfarot. The Gemara tells us that if someone goes into a Bet HaKfarot, he's forbidden to show his tzitzis. Why? Lo'eg l'rosh. You're making a mockery of the dead person who doesn't have the mitzvah. He unfortunately, and he feels the pain. Ha ha ha, you see, I have the mitzvah. Ha ha ha, you see, you don't. Ha ha ha. Lo'eg l'rosh. I always feel that today we don't have to worry about the Bet HaKfarot only. You have Lo'eg l'rosh wherever you go. Most people are Yeshenim like Meitim. So maybe we shouldn't take out our tzitzis in the middle of a Bet Knesset in a shir because it's Lo'eg l'rosh. Huh? The difference is you don't have to be dead asleep. You could wake up and learn, so it's your fault that you don't want. You know, today, Lo'eg l'rosh. What's Lo'eg l'rosh? Yeah? It's the other way around. The guy outside tells the guy who's learning and davening, ha ha ha, you see? You see? Ha ha ha, look what I have outside. He thinks the Lo'eg l'rosh is the other way around, right? Huh? Huh? You see? You know how many times people go? You see the boat ride I had yesterday? You saw I went boating and you were home in your house in a four-cornered bedroom, 4x4. You know of such a thing? We know of, no? Ha ha ha, you see? Lo'eg l'rosh in the reverse, as they say. But I do want to tell you there's a big lesson in the Lo'eg l'rosh. And that is, the schut a person has to do a mitzvah, even the simplest tzitzit, and the person who's not here is sad that he can't do it. You know how lucky we are to be alive to do a mitzvah. You understand what the Lo'eg l'rosh means? That the poor guy can't do the mitzvah tzitzis. It's all right, so he can't do the mitzvah tzitzis. He's potter. He's not alive, he's potter. And af al pi kein, it's Lo'eg l'rosh. What do we see? How lucky a person is that he can do a mitzvah. How lucky a person is. A moment. They say over that the Gra, before he passed away, he took his tzitzis in his hand and he began to cry. Gra, Rabbeinu, what are you crying about? He said, look in this world for a few pennies. Look at how many mitzvot I can be mekayem with the tzitzit. Look, the reward. Gemara tells us the great reward for putting on a tzitzis. We'll have avadim. You guys like the future. When Mashiach comes, you'll have slaves. I mean, you have it now in the house with the... But...
Rabbi, it's not so posh. You have to have a certain material, certain knots, certain ways.
Tatlid's very posh. Go into that. Do me a favor. Walk into any store and you buy for $10 a pair of tzitzis. You got a tremendous mitzvah. It's kind of very simple, yeah? Tatlid, this doesn't depend on anything. Do me a favor. You buy a pair of tzitzis. Don't make simple things... Material. I know there's something in the air today. It's very simple. You go. What's the difference? You go to the store and you buy a pair of tzitzis and that's it. Okay, matter of semi many atam velbeli atam moach ze kama putot atam mikabel tzitziot v'zehu.
Tamin li
ze mishane im atam midagdeg b'mitzvot. Lo kish adam, he jukak b'mitzvot. Ma ze jukak b'mitzvot? Hu hafuch. Lo midak dek, elam jukak. In Yiddish, it's expressed as jukak. You know what jukak is?
Some people say, not you, if it's not wool.
Okay, listen to me. Do me a favor. Sir, if you want to bother me about tzitzis, we're not giving you tzitzis here. Whatever it is, for a few bucks, you can get yourself a pair of tzitzis. Stop making me... Okay, that's it. I can't. Okay, there's no rabbeinu. That's not the point of the shir. That's not the point of the shir. The point of the shir is, okay, everybody should not discuss with me what kind of tzitzis he wears. I don't care, okay? The point is, if you're wearing a pair of tzitzis and you walk into Bet HaKfarot, there's an issue of Loeg L'Rosh. And what do you see from over here? That Loeg L'Rosh means the opportunity, the schut that you have and this person does not have. It's very simple. So you should learn from here the schut, what it means to do a mitzvah and how lucky we are to be alive to do a mitzvah. Now, halacha l'maaseh, so you go to the Bet HaKfarot to pray. You're going to your parents, grandparents, kever. What do? Mutar likanes lebet HaKfarot betalit katan shelovesh tachat begadav. You don't have to take off your tzitzit. He doesn't have X-ray vision, the Met, right? It's only if it's out in the open. So, right. So Ashkenaz will have an issue what to do with the tzitzis. Those that have the custom to take out their tzitzis. The kosherken, a lot of times, the talus, you see with a talus, it's dragging on the kever itself. Yes. You can't get more log l'rosh than that, okay? Log means you're making a joke out of someone who can't. Okay.
You're not doing it deliberately.
I know, but that's the whole point. Not everything that you don't do deliberate, you should do anyway. You should be careful. It's like a guy coming and saying, did you see the home run I hit? You know who you tell to? A guy in a wheelchair. You don't do that, right? Don't sit there and brag about the beautiful marathon you just ran to a guy in a wheelchair. That's what Loeg L'Rosh means, okay?
I've seen him drinking water.
Says the Gemara. Vahoylech, these I don't have questions. It's not a...
I've seen people drinking water right at the kever.
Right, so it's very good to drink water right at the kever. Why not? Well, why should you drink? Like, because he can't drink. So the bracha will talk about. So let's go slowly. Slowly, slowly. Yeah. Drink is not a problem. Because he can't drink, that's not the problem. It's mitzvahs. The mace is thirsty, so then bring him a Gatorade. If someone's going into Beis HaKfaris, he goes to a place where there is no kever. It's a Bet HaKfarot, it's a big one. But there is no kever in the Dalet Amot where he's standing. So it's not about entering a cemetery, it's going near a kever. So a person walks into a cemetery and he's not in Dalet Amot of this doesn't interest. Soon it should be very interesting. You know why? Are you allowed to daven by Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's kever? Well, what right do you have to daven by? Oh, now I got your interest, huh? Rajbi, I got your interest, huh? Loeg L'Rosh, you're davening in front of what I mean? He can't daven, he can't. Are you allowed to say over Divrei Torah? We'll talk about all this, okay? Now, some say even not near a kever. Just to walk into a cemetery, even far away from the kever, still shouldn't go with tzitzis. Why? Because we're afraid that you might come close to it. So you got to be careful, Loeg L'Rosh. This is a serious halacha. Even if I'm not near the kever, but you might come and walk near the kever, and you're... Put your tzitzit in. Yeah, that's Shema. Maybe. Exactly, we're going to talk about. Very good. Now, the im yesh geder, and that's really what I was talking about. A lot of on Main Street, we have a Bet HaKfarot. Are you allowed? You have to take in your tzitzis. It's Dalet Amos to the Bet HaKfarot, to the kever. Mutar leilachim tzitzit b'chutz. You're in, you're out, you're out. Okay? So even if you're close, you have the right, and I guess the pshat is you have the right to live your life. You go into their domain, you come to them, then there's Loig LaRosh. Loig LaRosh doesn't mean I have to be careful from my ways. He could see, you know, 20 feet away. It doesn't work that way. I come to him, but if there's a fence, then I go to him. You know, when I grew up, they used to say a good joke. Why do Bet HaKvarot have fences? Why does a Beis HaKvaros have a fence? That's the question. Why does it have a fence, you know? So the real story is so people should walk there if they're Kahanim. That's really a good reason to have a fence. But we who grew up, we heard the joke as follows. You know why a Bet HaKvaros has a fence? Because people are dying to get in there. Yesh no agim. And that's what I just said a Kohen has a defense. Okay. Yesh no agim. Likshar shnei atitya shebnei aknafod ze imzek shechnichasnam beis hakvaris. What some say, you know what the etza is? To take this sitza and then take this sitza and tie it together. Like they do Simchas Torah in the Hasidic shuls, right? They take the sitzas and they tie it together, right? Says Rabbi Yitzhak Yosef, lo ilu klum b'daka. What? You didn't gain anything. It's not possible. Your tzitzis are still kosher. It didn't change much, right? So tying the two tzitzis together is a wives' tale, as they say. A babushka tale. Now, hanichnis taidam shal meisai shal kever. Someone walks in, four amis near a kever. Dinai kinichnis lebeis ha kvaris. Afilu v'yeshem shafilu bekeves shal katan v'shal isha. A katan is patur min hamitzvos. A woman doesn't wear tzitzis. So maybe when I go near an isha, a kever, there's no problem, right? Because there's no loig l'rosh. She doesn't have the mitzvah anyway. So some say it's not a problem. V'yesh cholkim v'omrim bekeves shal katan v'shal isha. You should be machmir. So some say you have to be machmir. And some say, you know, which is interesting. They don't have the mitzvah. This particular... Now, Katan, I can see maybe Midin Chinuch, he has the mitzvah of tzitzis. But the Isha does not have the mitzvah of tzitzis. I guess the concept of doing mitzvahs in front of her. It doesn't have to be this. Everyone listening or I should leave? Are you listening?
Yeah.
It's not this mitzvah. Some say what? It's this mitzvah. They don't have... They have this mitzvah. It's Loig LaRosh. They don't have this mitzvah, not Loig LaRosh. While others say, it's in general, you're showing that you are doing a mitzvah when they can't do other mitzvahs. So there would still be a problem. So there's a machlaikis, and mistama, Loig LaRosh, Safik Loig LaRosh, Safik Loig LaRosh, Lechumra. Safik Loig LaRosh, Lechumra, Lechayra, right? It's a question of Loig LaRosh hurting somebody, Lechumra. Now, okay, this is for someone who passes away. We could skip this. Now, a lot of times they pray in a Bet HaKvarot near Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, so they want to carry the Sefer Torah to this place. Halach is, afilu shubim mimtachas ve'eino kairabai, even if it's completely closed. And you're not reading it right here. You can't carry a Sefer Torah into a Beis HaKvaris. V'yesh ayimrim, shekala isha shalei halachim Sefer Torah ve'yikr b'sefer. It's only for the reading. But for the carrying, there's no problem and there's no loig l'rosh. So it's a big machloikis, you hear? Can I bring a Sefer Torah into a Beis HaKvaris? Now, v'yesh machirim gam be'etzem haknisa le'Beis HaKvaros, Sefer Torah b'tzvah ikir, she'yesh lachmir b'zeh. It seems like these are strict halachas. Whenever in doubt of loig l'rosh, what do we decide? What do we be machmir? Two opinions? You hear, Benny? What do we see? What loig l'rosh? Even hurting a dead person. You hear? It's a disrespect. It's not a covet. Now, Lomit Mishnayis. People go to the kever. They're learning Mishnayis. Or they're saying Tehillim L'ila Nishmat, the person that they're coming to visit in the kever, right? Yeah. Is that a problem of Loig LaRosh? What would you say, Ben? Huh? Why not?
They're helping him.
Mishnayis, the poor mace, he can't learn Mishnayis. Huh? Okay, so he's saying very good. Since you're doing it for him, so I guess it overweighs the Laig L'Rosh. Or he'll be Michael, so to speak, on the Laig L'Rosh, because it's L'Toelet. He's gaining from it. So even if maybe it hurts him a little bit, or maybe we could say a little different. The Laig L'Rosh is not so much him and his pain, but it's you. It's about you showing disrespect to the mace. You know, when we grew up, as children, we learn Laig L'Rosh, the mace feels something, I don't know, and it's embarrassing him. It's not about him, it's about you. It's you, when you behave in front of a mace in a way like, oh, you see, I have a mitzvah. So the sensitivity is not about him being hurt, because he possibly doesn't even feel anything. It's more about who, it's more about you. I taught you a big yesod, Rabbi Yisai. Laig L'Rosh is possible. What's Laig L'Rosh? The mace. The Gemara in Bracha speaks, do mason really feel anything? Mark talks about it. Do mason know what's going on? Don't they know what's going on? I look around this year, there's a lot of, if you know what I mean, mason, and they don't know what's going on, right?
Here?
But you don't see, you look around. Have you, huh?
Let me ask you, a son goes to the kever of his father, and he says, Barah Mazaka Abba. So that should be maybe allowed.
That's what we just said. That's exactly what we just said. We just said is that... It's even more than a son, even not a son. Since you're going to the Bet HaKfarot and to this particular kever for his chus, le'ilu nishmasai, so therefore it's l'chvaydai, it's not a bizayon. Loig L'Rosh might not be so much hurting the mace as much as bizayon that you, it's about you. So if you're doing l'chvado, not a problem. Now, l'kei mutilara chasespe b'sam l'kever. That's why you're allowed to say a hesped. Now, I don't know if you know, Lithuanian Jews have an interesting type of hesped. Hesped's really supposed to be crying or speaking about the mace. Lithuanian Jews have a different mahalach and a hesped. They say a shir. And then they tie it into the mace. They'll say like a whole piece of Torah and this and that. And guess what? Oh, and with this, we could say, we could feel. So you have to listen to a half hour shir. They used to say this, that the mirrors, when they say a hesped, it's not a hesped, it's a shir klali. Okay? They say that there's a shir. I can't tell you which Rav, all right? He was a Lithuanian Rav. He got up at my grandfather's shloshim, and he spoke on the parsh, and he spoke, and he spoke. Yeah. And everyone was waiting to get to the point, like, what does it have to do with anything? And therefore, this woman that just passed away, and everybody's like, huh? What are you talking about? The truth is, it was the beginning of Alzheimer's. We realized 2-3 years later, but we were all sitting there going, huh? But what was the point? He was saying Divrei Torah and Divrei Torah, and he was trying to apply it. So he realized that he was applying it to a lady. And what was the story? He realized, he goes, I said this yesterday by Levaya from a... I'm a woman. He got, in Yiddish they call it, sotumult. But what was the whole thing? There was a whole speech that had nothing to do with my grandfather. And he applied it. Yeah. He applied it to my grandfather, and by mistake, he didn't realize he applied it to somebody else. Okay. So, let's say there's a hesped. Yeah. Okay, we're going to have to stop. Let's say there's a hesped. So, that's mutter. Now, last and final halacha, are you allowed to daven in the Mara Samach Pela? V'chaim bekever ashbi b'miran u'kadayma. But Oifin Shehen Kfurim Amekarba, and the answer is they're buried very deep. So that's the heter. A lot of Achrayim speak about a lot of the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is different. Torah of the person, it may be, is different. It's a big sugya, but it's a topic. If Laig L'Rosh is a problem, what's the heter? What's the reason we're able to go to a kever and pray? So if we're praying for him, if we're praying le'ilu nishmato she'ishavaschut mishnayis, right, or tilim, okay, that is no problem. Laig L'Rosh, but if it's for us, we're praying for us. And the answer is, we have to find excuses, either because they're deep, they're buried more than four deep. It's a ma'ara. These things are very deep, right? It's not like today we bury right there. It's. But here in Rashbi, it's much, much deeper. And also, they talk about the concept of tzaddikim, tzaddikim, tzaddikim is a whole different. The Gemara speaks about Hoshivu Yeshiva al Kivrei. One of the Tanoim passed away, and they put a yeshiva on his kaver. So the Mefarshim asked, how could you put a yeshiva on his kaver? So some say it was further Dalet Amos away. A lot of the yeshivas that they have in Miron, and these it's not mamish on the kaver, it's four Amos away, so then it's mutter. Others say, since they're learning the Torah of the mace, when they put a yeshiva on the kaver of a Tana, they're learning this Tana's Torah, not a Loig L'Rosh, no problem. Many Mefarshim say, how could you put a yeshiva on a kaver? How many people are in this yeshiva already? How big is a kaver? Yeshiva, yeshiva al kivrei. They put a yeshiva on the kaver. A kaver is 4x4, right? 8x8. How many people could you fit there already? So one answer is, the answer is it wasn't literally al kivrei. Where is it? Liad. And that's the raya, because how could you put a whole yeshiva and therefore there's no Loig L'Rosh? The Rach says, Hoshivi Yeshiva al Kivrei, it was three people. You could fit three people. So many say, you see from here, a yeshiva is three people, I could start collecting already. Any guy that has three people in yeshiva, he's already able to say, Tenli, give me, please, a tzedakah, my yeshiva, my kailo, Baruch Hashem, li'olam. Amen.